Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy,
that's The Who bringing us back. Seventh, that's from the Rock Opera Tommy. Seven Till, having a great visit with our good friend Tom Markle. I'm Jim Blasingame. And Tom is the founder and the CEO of Virtue Capital Corporation. They're the folks with iBank.com. Please check it out, iBank.com. A new crowdfunding section there on your website, right, Tom?
Yes, if you go to the website and you scroll a little bit down past the kind of past the bottom, you'll see this crowdfunding, and you go, I hate that word called crowdfunding, but it seems to be the word of the day, where you're kind of going out to your family, friends, you know, relatives, like you did in the old days. So, you know, you start a bit. I was 13 years old. I was just explaining to you earlier. I said I was 13 years old when I first started my first business, and I needed a lawnmower at a garage sale to mow lawns, and that's how I made my living in the summers. And you know, I ended up getting borrowed money from my dad for $5 to buy this lawnmower. Then I had my friends doing my lawns, and I hired 10 of my friends. I gave them $3. I made $2. We mowed lawns for $5, and I've had 10 lawnmowers, and that's my first business. And now we're going back to this area where now I can leverage my ability to ask family, friends, and associates by putting it up on a website where they can go visit it, and at their own time and their own energy and their own effort, they can actually look at that, and instead of asking them for $5,000 or $10,000 or $2,000, because we were asking for more money to buy lawnmowers now, you can go onto a website and you can use both high-tech and high-touch to achieve what was the old days, and it even still is today, Jim, where people are saying, hey, I need to raise money. How do I raise that money? And in the old days, of course, we gave away equity in our businesses. We said, hey, you get half my business.
If I put something like that up and somebody gives me money, Do I have an obligation to go back to them over time and say, here's how I'm doing, thanks for your help?
You don't have an obligation, but you should, because that's about life.
I think
about
you do have an obligation
community.
To do that.
I think moral obligation, yes. But not a legal obligation.
Yes, that's right.
I think, you know, you also are exchanging money for goods. You're saying it's a barter situation. You know, you're not getting donated money and someone says, oh, gee, I like your cause, here's $25.
But don't. But let's make sure that you know, when we talk about the generation that's out there that is clearly the entitled generation. I mean, there's no mystery about this. They know it themselves.
Oh yeah.
Don't think because you have this new approach to funding that you're entitled to that. Somebody's done something really nice for you. If they provide you with that money, they've done something really nice for you. Don't think that you're entitled to that money. What do you think, Tom?
That's right. We know what we've done is if you take money from someone, you're a public company. And you need to have the obligations of a public company to report to them every quarter your financial condition, what you did with the money, and how you're doing, good, bad, or ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Transparency is the most important thing when you take money from a third party. And so on our website, we created probably the only communication piece that's out there in any crowdfunding is that if you take money, your obligation, if you do it with iBank, is to make sure you're communicating. And what also that says is that when the lenders come in and talk to you about trying to make you a loan, once you've done, let's say, a $5,000 or $10,000 crowdfund, and now you need a $35,000 loan, they're going to look at the records inside of your system at iBank and say, my God, you were really diligent about telling, you know, all good, bad, and ugly. You know, you don't run from the ugly. People want to know the ugly. Everybody's got ugly.
With crowdfunding, how much obligation should you feel to pay the money back if you get to the point where you can?
Well, you don't have a payback because you gave them a reward, Jim. You gave them a watch that you manufactured.
Okay.
You gave them a T-shirt. Yeah, like we're doing a crowdfunding for our SB Cranked Up conference in April, and we're saying for $25, you get a ticket to the event, and you get a signed autograph of Scott Blasingame, Jim Blasingame.
Here's a question. So basically, somebody's going to pay you a premium for that, right? Because they not only want the gift, but they have some reason to want you to succeed, so they're willing to pay you $100 for a $25 watch.
No, we don't think that will work.
Okay.
We think that if the normal watch is $100, you should be giving it for $50 on a crowdfund.
I got you.
So you discount the product for your crowdfunding people that are going to start the project first for you. So this lady that has we talked about this.
What's the difference? Tom, what's the difference in that? Just asking customers to buy your stuff.
Well, because the bed and breakfast advertised in all the same areas they can advertise in, and they're just advertising for a night stay. Mm-hmm. Well, now you're selling a room in advance that could be taken a year now, could be taken, you know, whatever. But she's discounted at 50%, mm-hmm. and she said, "I can take the money and use it to buy." She needs $5,000 to build a bridal a bridal room in the back of their barn for the brides, and she doesn't have the $5,000 now, so she can sell all these potential, you know, places mm-hmm. in advance and then build the bridal barn.
Tom, we got to wrap it up, but what's interesting, folks, in our discussion is this is an emerging landscape. This is an evolving landscape. It's changing. The fact that, Tom, that we're even talking about this, even if we disagree to some degree on some of these things, is showing you that we've got an evolution here going on. Tom Marco, thanks for being here. Good job. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.